Listen Up Audio presents Play It Again, Sam. The Notable Life of Atlanta's First Minority Mayor. A History of Sam Massell. Written by Charles McNair. Narrated by Jeremy Arthur. Dedication. To Ms. Sandra L. Gordy. To adequately express my appreciation to Sandra for what she has meant to me in so many ways over more than a fourth of my life is a task of Herculean dimensions. Putting together this entire book was a much easier job. Very fortunately for me, she absorbed the data I shared about my life, and her eidetic memory later served us very beneficially, or the book would not have been nearly as thorough, or hopefully entertaining. Sandra's memory, however, is hardly her only credential. We must also include her intelligence, loyalty, demeanor, integrity, inner strength, religious faith, and so much more. Thank you, Sandra, for serving such an important part of this story of my life. I love you. Sam. Forward. Sam Massell is a man and a half. I've known him for around 53 years, and a lot of that time I've been favorably impressed. We've been friends during my political careers, my civic service, holding offices, and even when considering a U.S. Senate race. Sam himself has held elected positions for 22 years, and our mutual support blossomed when he first ran citywide for president of Atlanta City Council in 1961. I deeply value Sam's sense of loyalty. It's based on a respect we hold each for the other. Starting before we became personally acquainted and developing through college fraternity-type brotherhood, and then moving point-blank into my mayoralty race. In that race, I was opposed by Sam's closest friend, Sidney Marcus. Sam was with me before that, and after that, but he made no secret about his endorsement of Sidney in the interim, and I understood his commitment. I recall Sam meeting privately with me and staffers in our room at Pascal's Hotel during my congressional race, and again many years later in an engineer's office to consider my chances in a U.S. Senate race. Sam answered the call whenever I sought his guidance. This on-the-record history of his life and political years provides many anecdotes that few would have heard before now. Sam tells it like it is. In fact, he couldn't have been completely comfortable writing some of this. He's Jewish, the only Jewish mayor Atlanta has ever had. It's plain that Sam's ethnicity plays a role all through his governmental activities, giving him a real sensitivity to how prejudices can hurt. This surely helped him handle the racial reforms taking place during his time in office. Such understanding gave Sam the strength and the wisdom to guide Atlanta in the rough waters of those times. Playing on the program isn't nearly the same as being captain of the team, which is what was demanded of him in the early 1970s. Mayor Massell doesn't get nearly the credit he earned and deserves for steering us through the transformation of Atlanta from an all-white government to black control. I don't know of any other city in America that experienced such a magnitude of change in such a short period of time, and that accomplished it peacefully, and to the benefit of the greater good. Sam displayed a boldness I admire and appreciate, appointing the first black Atlanta department head to lead the influential personnel department. He displayed a vision that still serves us magnificently today, that of leading the charge for mass transit in the form of MARTA. Somehow, Sam ingeniously funded MARTA in a way that satisfied the Chamber of Commerce and the Domestic Workers Union at the same time. Without MARTA, Atlanta may never have developed its huge downtown hotel industry, and we may never have won the 1996 Olympic Games. Sam displayed his inclusiveness when he appointed the first female to the Atlanta City Council in the city's 125-year history. He displayed intelligence when he structured development of the city's first enclosed arena, the Omni, with no dependency on the taxpayer, even if a single ticket never sold. Sam clearly understood the historic racial changes taking place, and he was able to predict the probabilities ahead. When he ran to be elected president of the Atlanta Board of Aldermen and won, the first Jewish candidate ever to win citywide office, and then when he won a second four-year term in that office, this time against five opponents without a runoff, he told many African-American church rallies that being Jewish gave him a first-hand sensitivity to bias and prejudice. He was able to persuade black voters and then justify their faith in him by carrying through on reforms they expected and deserved. As president of the Atlanta City Council, then called the Atlanta Board of Aldermen, one of Sam's initiatives, important.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?